Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for Christmas morning, the first chapter of St. John, the first and the 12th through the 14th verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Once again on this blessed Christmas morning, we kneel at the manger bed of Jesus, and there both contemplate and adore the great mystery of the Incarnation, of God in the flesh and blood, the very humanity that is yours and mine. When preaching on Christmas Day, more than 1600 years ago, it was St. Gregory Nazianzen, Bishop of Constantinople, and a great and faithful witness to the mystery of the Incarnation, who spoke wonderfully of this great mystery. He says, "Christ is born, glorify him. Christ comes from heaven, go out to meet him. Once more the darkness is dispersed. Once more light is created. The things of old have passed away. Behold, all things are made new. The one who has no mother in heaven is now born without father on earth. The one who is without flesh becomes incarnate. The Word puts on a body. The invisible is seen. The one whom no hand can touch is handled. The timeless one has a beginning. The Son of God becomes the Son of Man. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." And all of this was for you, it was for me, it was for the whole creation. As I've often said, it seems to me that it is in the hymns, in the poetry of Christians, that we find some of the most wonderful expressions of the mysteries of our faith. I think, for example, of a poem written by one John Mauburn, who lived in Belgium over 500 years ago. Mauburn's poem is cast in the form of a conversation between the poet and the Savior. The poet asks, "Dost thou in a manger lie, who hast all created, stretching infant hands on high, Savior long awaited? If a monarch, where thy state, where thy court on thee to wait, royal purple wear? Here no regal pomp we see, naught but need and poverty. Why, thus cradled there? And then the Savior answers, pitying love for fallen man brought me down thus low. For a race deep lost in sin came I into woe. By this lowly birth of mine, sinner, riches shall be thine, matchless gifts and free. Willingly this yoke I take, and this sacrifice I make, heaping joys for thee. And if you are looking for the meaning of Christmas, there it is. God's Son takes on himself all that is yours and mine. He takes on himself our humanity, our frailty, our sin, our death. And he freely gives us all that is his deathless life, his joy, his light, his mercy, and his peace. All that is yours and mine he takes on himself, and all that is his he freely gives to you and to me. I love some words of a sermon preached by Dr. Luther on the afternoon of Christmas Day in the year 1530. And this is what Dr. Luther had to say to the Christian congregation in Wittenberg that Christmas afternoon. If it is true, if the child is born of the Virgin and is mine, then I have no angry God, and I must know and feel that there is nothing but laughter and joy in the heart of the Father, and no sadness in my heart. For if what the angel says is true, that he is our Lord and Savior, what can sin do against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? And Paul Gerhardt sings, shall we still dread God's displeasure, who to save freely gave his most cherished treasure? To redeem us he hath given his own Son from the throne of his might in heaven. The humble shepherds found the Savior in Bethlehem. And what does the name Bethlehem mean? Bethlehem means house of bread. House of bread. And how wonderful it is that in the plan of God for our salvation, the Savior should be born in Bethlehem, the house of bread. The Savior who says, I am the bread of life, the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread shall live forever. And the bread that I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. The humble shepherds found him in Bethlehem, the house of bread, and so do we. You and I find the Savior in the house of bread, the hallowed bread of that sacrament, which is his body, born this day of Mary. Now in the sacrament, as then in Bethlehem, how silently the wondrous gift is given. All that is ours, the Lord Christ takes on himself. Our humanity, our frailty, our misery, our sin, our death. And in that joyful exchange, which is salvation, he gives us all that is his. His deathless life, his joy, his light, his mercy, his peace. And so as we come to his altar this blessed Christmas morning, the altar which is our Bethlehem, the Holy Sacrament, our house of bread, we make our own the prayer. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.